JAI, this is KB3KWPKA2JAI. I'm actually going to try a different radio, though, in a little bit.
Hello, Jim. Hey, KB3MXM Marty here. Are you going to be doing the net tonight, or do you want me to do it?
Oh, hi, Marty. Yeah, I thought you were going to do it. If you want, I can, but have at it. WI3M.
All right. We'll just ignore the part about I can't do anything, but had to change it. It said text only. That's not true. All right, we're just going to give it a few more minutes here, folks. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is KB3MXM, your Maryland, D.C. section manager, and thank you very much, Jim, WI3N, for filling the slot while I was away in Puerto Rico helping with the disaster. So we'll let some more people join us, and then we'll get started. Everybody stand by. KB3MXM. We'll be starting in just a few minutes, folks. Let some more folks join us, and we'll go ahead and get the echo link started. KB3MXM. All right. Thank you all for joining us this evening. This is the monthly Maryland, D.C. section echo link net. We meet once a month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. on the WB3GXW's repeater system. I mean, on the echo link system, WASH_DC. Some of you might be listening on repeaters this evening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Marty. My call sign is KB3MXM. We have a good group here tonight, and I plan to try to get through this as quickly as possible so you can get back to your other Friday activities. So we'll get started right now. All right, I'd first like to start off with some words of condolences and memories of our dear friend Sharon Dobson, K3DUH, who's a silent K. It's an unexpected and great loss for all of us. This is a Dobson family that many of you know as well. And through Bill and his work throughout the ham community and Sharon's work with us and the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club's Ham Fest. Unfortunately, we've lost her recently. And we'll just take a moment here of silence and remember her well. Thank you. All right, thank you very much, everyone. So let's figure out what we're doing for the next couple of months. Let's see, Field Day's not there very far off. I'm starting to see some postings on amateur radio club sites on starting to do preparation for that. And we've got some Ham Fest coming up here, too, which we'll cover. Plus, I'm going to share with you some exciting news on social media. We're going to start doing some of that, too, and also looking forward to on building on the excellent MDC staff. So if you're interested in getting involved in activities with the MDC staff and ARL, you want to listen this evening. You might want to have a pen and paper, pencil available. I'm going to give you some dates on some activities that are also going on around the area at our clubs. And I'll post those as well. So you'll see those on social media, and I'll share where you can find those very easily. We also want to share with our ham community the loss of our ham friend, David Collingham. David, K3LP, he's a silent key in the Frederick area. And we had another tragic loss. We lost him a week ago and Friday while attempting to save his family dog from a nearby pond. Unfortunately, he succumbed to that, and he'll be sorely missed. We'll take a moment of silence for David K3LP, and then we'll continue. All right, thank you, everyone. All right, as I was saying, we've got a lot of good things that have happened over the last couple of months. Unfortunately, I've been away in Puerto Rico and Texas and helping with disaster response and recovery for Irma, as my job requires me to do that. I saw a lot of interesting and fascinating ways that amateur radio has come to the aid of so many people Many of you already might have read many articles about ham radio saving Puerto Rico. Well, I think ham radio saves everyone, to be honest with you. It saves us right here at home every day because we're on the air and we're available if needed. But I certainly saw firsthand the effects and the rewards of amateur radio provides to the public, to our served agencies, to local leaders, and how quickly and how efficiently they can respond, especially the after the just the decimation of these areas with a week's worth of rain in Texas and a wind and rain in Florida and Georgia and up into Tennessee, and then of course Maria split the island pretty much in half. It went into the southeast corner and it exited in the northeast or northwest corner, and the devastation, it was just decimating to everyone. But hams were on the air 2 days later, and they were communicating, not just on the island, but with hams pretty much everywhere, all over the world, in the United States as well, passing welfare traffic to hams that were more than glad to get a message to a loved one or a family member or to a friend to let them know that that their friends' families were all right, and letting them have a word of comfort. Take a break. Stand by. I think the phrase that comes to mind is whole community. As amateur radio continues to develop in technology and services, the recognition that ham radio is receiving from our local and government officials and our served agencies, our national volunteer organizations, I can't say that I haven't read at least 100 articles about that. And it's all about whole community. And that means your neighbors next to you and your neighbors across the street, your neighbors in your town, in your state, in the United States and abroad. So I want you to use that. Whole community is what amateur radio is all about. And when someone asks you, what do? You can say, well, I do whole community communications. Because that's what you do. And you should be very proud of it, as I'm sure you all are. All right. Also, on the subject of communications and emergency communications, remember exercise and training. Those are the two important aspects of amateur radio beyond just the hobby that we all enjoy and the tenacity that we give back to our to this hobby. But remember, it's training and exercise. You've got to have the training, and you've got to participate in the exercises, whether it be a walk-a-thon or a public event or participating at clubs and doing exercises that are scheduled, participating in ARIES and traffic nets. It's all about exercising that opportunity. And the other part is training. There's a lot of opportunity to get training from our fellow hams and our clubs and from the league and other sources, participating in ARIES and RACES, in CERT teams, and in daily communications. It's all about training. And I'm talking about training in the sense that you're going to take that information that you receive and you're going to use it. So remember, you tailor your training for your needs. There's a lot of great information about being prepared for the next disaster, but if you're not actually exercising that knowledge, you're not going to be prepared. So keep that in mind. All right, and this evening we've got some repeaters tied in. I've heard a couple of people check in, and we'll get to those in just a moment. First of all, I'm going to recognize some of the folks I have on the list. I hope I have everybody. Boy, I hope I have everybody. First of all, I like to recognize WI3N, Mr. Jim. Thank you for filling the slot for me, and what you do at the Atlantic Division level. How about a few words, sir? And thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Marty. Glad to help out when we can. Just mention that our division director and vice director, Tom Abernathy and Riley Hollingsworth, are all up in Newington, Connecticut for the board meeting. Tom had a PFC meeting the other day. He's on that committee. So hopefully we'll get some feedback on what's going on up there one of these days. One of the things to just kind of piggyback on what you were saying, Marty, looking to try to go through the division-wide for, I want to start off small. We did work in some of the other sections in our SET. Let me take a quick break here. We were doing WinLink, WinMore emails and back and forth with other sections, so that was good. One of the things we want to do to start off easy and work up is get everybody to do an ICS 205. That's a form with contact information both for the people in your county. For instance, if we do all of the counties in the Atlantic Division, so you do one for each of the counties with the people in it, and then another one with the repeaters, simplex frequencies, etc., and then we'll park them on a website so people can download them if they want to go across the border to help out in an exercise or in an event. So we've got a few things we're looking at trying to get going here this year, and it's all related to public service. And Marty is correct. If you have to practice, it's got to be like breathing. You can't even think about how do I program that frequency. So there you go. Back to net, WI3M.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. And again, the whole purpose of this is train exercise. So the training part of that conversation is that you're going to train on how to complete and how to read an ICS 205. Now, there's a lot of ICS forms, and there's a lot of ICS forms in the communication area, so there's more than just 205s. I advise you to go out. I encourage you to go out and seek out the 205. And then there are several other ICS forms in the 200 series that does with communications, and seek those out because you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be needing to know when someone says, here's the 205, and, there's the frequencies you're going to be using. You need to know what that means. Okay? All right. Very good. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. All right. I'm going to move over to W3YVQ. Father Al, our section traffic manager, for the next few moments, and then we'll move on to some of the topics going on around the section. W3YVQ.
Very well. Thank you, Marty, and welcome back. And it's a pleasure to be able to say, in addition to thank you for your work as section manager, thank you for your service with your served agency. That was a tough duty cycle. I'm sure you're glad to be home so you can prop your feet up and enjoy the radio again and the wonderful cold weather we've had. But we're going to make sure it warms up for you here. One thing that comes to mind after discussions on this subject with Hugh Turnbull some years ago is that we ought to use appropriate caution in posting people's personal information on the public internet these days. Not only are there people out there fishing for it to use for who knows what, but also for being able to identify you as an amateur and your club as an amateur facility for criminal purposes. So some consideration needs to be given to that. Likewise, frequencies and resource allocations that can be subject to jamming, etc., may need to be considered in similar fashion. Food for thought, no specific recommendations, but if we're going to be hardened so we don't have to totally ad-lib during an emergency, some of those factors may become important, Bert. And I'd like to thank all of our section net managers and Chris, AB3WG, for the Baltimore Traffic Net, which is our local NTS-affiliated VHF traffic net. Meets 6:30 every night on the 5.33 machine, no tone, up in Shawlsville, which has very wide area coverage. And also to Robin, Alpha Alpha 3 Sierra Bravo, who is net manager for MDD. and I'm also net manager for MEPN. All the folks that we have on the nets, including a number of our newcomers who have made quite remarkable progress in the last year or even less time. And we welcome them and thank you for the effort to learn how to do things. It's a great pleasure to see the interest and the capability. Right. And note that a great deal of the training that we do in the NTS is done in an on-the-job training fashion. Folks come to nets and they learn by listening to how directed traffic nets are operated for efficient movement of business and how the radiograms are formatted and voiced and yours sent on CW and how we interface with the digital traffic network and Winlink system, etc. We also have training documents in addition to the methods and practices guidelines at ARL.org. Also a summary of those for both voice and CW in separate documents, including a third Winlink tutorial on the MDC section webpage. And when I give training sessions, and we're going to do one here before spring, on traffic handling voice, and we will probably do that on Echolink with John's kind offer of WB3GXW-L. And the reference for that will be the basic traffic handling voice document on the NDC webpage. So if you peruse that in advance, you'll have a head start, right? And although we handle primarily welcome messages and renewal reminders and those sorts of messages on a daily basis for practice to keep grease on the gears, the capability for handling message traffic, formal written traffic, whether it be in radiogram format or ICS text format, including upper, lowercase, and punctuation, that becomes an essential tool in providing service to served agencies, not only the public for the welfare purposes. And the served agencies nowadays under NIMS and ICS will be using ICS forms, notably the ICS 213, and the text of that can be placed into a text file and transmitted not only on Winlink as a radio email attachment, but it may also be mounted between the breaks in a regular radiogram for the digital traffic network, which can handle the case and the punctuation in full. That's about enough for tonight, but that training that we get on our daily nets can be applied at any time by the people who frequent those nets in a real emergency situation, and I'm confident that they will feel confident in being able to do that. And kudos to all the folks who have joined us in that purpose and have done so well. 73W3YVQ.
All right, very good, very good. Thank you very much, Father Al, and thank you for being our section traffic manager and assistant section manager. All right, let me see. I've got Kurt on board, and we're going to talk a little bit about later about the you know what I saw as far as weather. So why don't we get? We've got Scott on here too. So we got a couple of spotters here. Let's go to Scott JQQ, and then we'll go right over to Kurt JQQ. Go ahead.
All right, you caught me a little off guard there. I was just kind of typing in the list of check-ins there. Anyway, oh great, I don't have the temperature here because it looks like my link wiped out my poor thing. Okay, I don't have the temperature. It was about 45 degrees earlier today. Anyway, nothing much going on here. It's a nice day. Enjoy the weekend. Got on the bike for a few miles today, and that was about that. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
All right, very good. Thank you. And let's go over to TOY. Kurt, a few words. Tell us about the upcoming Skywarn meeting. I think I read something about the possibility of that being postponed depending on what the vote is tonight on the Senate floor, but we won't talk politics here on the radio. Kurt, a few words, please.
All righty. How you doing, Marty, and the rest of the group? Yeah, the Skywarn coordinators meeting that's scheduled for tomorrow morning is kind of in limbo at the moment as to whether they're going to have it or not due to the possible government shutdown. And as Chris Strong put in his email, This ain't no way to run a train. Anyway, we've dodged a couple of snowstorm bullets. Fortunately, the snow we've gotten in the last couple of weeks hasn't amounted to very much and hasn't caused too many problems. And as far as classes being scheduled, so far they haven't scheduled any classes for the Sterling area, the Baltimore-Washington area. Part of that's due to the effect that, or fact that several meteorologists have left the Sterling office and gone on to other offices, etc. So they have a limited staff out there at Sterling at the moment. Plus, the girl that was doing the coordination for the classes was out on maternity leave for a little while. I think she's back now, but like I said, with limited staff, they're kind of hard-pressed to do classes at the moment. So anyway, Marty, back to you. And
I hope I haven't lost my connection. I'm still on, I hope. Okay, am I still on? Okay, good, very good. Back at the top of the list. All right, let me run down some of the activities that are going on around the area, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about social media, so have your pencil and paper ready. And you should be seeing this coming out in February, but I'm going to give you all a sneak peek to it, sneak peek right now. So let me just go through a few things that are coming up. The Frost Fest in Richmond, Richmond Raceway Complex. Frost Fest is coming up on February 3rd, so some of you might be prepared to go down there. Also, the Anne Arundel Radio Club is doing some great activities. They have kit building activities going on. They're also doing antenna workshops down there. This is the kind of stuff that I really enjoy reporting on, so make sure your club is updating your websites, because that's where I'm going to get it. Also, Winter Field Day is coming up the 28th, 27th and 28th. If your club is doing or you are doing any Winter Field Day activities, I know you're not going to hear it on the net tonight, but please let me know. I might be out and about. It would be a thrill to drop in and see what you're up to. Also, Anne Arundel technician class coming up in March. You can read that on their website. And also, Morse code training class. Listen to this now. Morse code. Imagine that. Morse code. My Echolink software keeps cutting me out also. Okay. All right. Well, we'll work through it, I hope. Morse code class, Anne Arundel Club, look on their website, there's information there. Antietam Amateur Radio Association, hang on, let me take a break. Morse code, I got a funnier joke than that one. Anyway, Antietam Radio Association, they have a Fusion Net. If you're a Fusion, they have a FusionNet on their 447.975 system up there, and it begins. It's a monthly net, so look on the Antietam Radio Club Association site. Calvert County, you can't forget them. They actually meet on air. They have an on air meeting down in Calvert. On their repeater system, on their 146.985. Look on the Calvert repeater system. Club call sign is Kilo 3 Charlie Alpha Lima. Kilo 3 Charlie Alpha Lima. And there are some license courses that should be starting tomorrow. I found a Carroll County Amateur Radio Club, club call Kilo 3 Papa Zulu November. There's a course starting on the 20th, or I'm sorry, it looks like just 2 days, 20 and 21st, with a testing session on the 27th. There you go. Get your technician, tell your friends to get their technician license. And then although there's not an actual date, but the spring of this year, the National Electronic Museum is talking about an extra course. So maybe that'll be something of interest. Take a break. Stand by. I last heard Morse code. Well, all right. Well, sorry about that, guys. Morse code. That's the last thing you heard. Really? Okay. All right. Everybody heard everything else. All right. Very good. So We've got some great activities coming up. Remember, the Hamfest is going to be in Odington, the same weekend as Winter Field Day. It's going to be, I believe it's on Sunday. So I'll be down there with the league table. Come by and see me and say hi to everyone, and glad that you're participating. You know, these club activities are really the bread and butter of a lot of these amateur radio clubs. So come on in, eat some of the food, you know, grab a couple of raffle tickets or whatever you do, and just have a good time at that. And let's just all, let's cross our fingers we've got great weather. Let me take a break, and then I'm going to share some social media, some really important and hot news about social media. Stand by.
WA3TOY with a comment.
Go ahead, TOY.
Roger. Thank you, Marty. Yeah, the Maryland Mobileers Hamfest will be on Sunday the 28th at the Odington Fire Hall on Route 175, just off of Route 32 down there in Odington. Thought I'd help you out with that, Marty. WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt. Thank you. All right, I'm going to share some social media with you, and then I'm going to go to the list. I'm going to go to the list. We'll hit the repeaters, and then we'll get everyone else in. So don't leave. Some good stuff is coming. All right, pencil and paper, or pen and pencil, or typewriter, or keyboard, or whatever you use. So if you did not know, there is a Twitter for Maryland DC section. And I'm posting all of the activities that are happening within the section on Twitter for right now. And you're going to find that at, and that means the at symbol, MDCARRL. So if you're in, if you do Twitter, look for MDCARRL, and you'll find some postings there. And if you would like me to include you, your club, no personals, I'm going to try to avoid that for right now, any clubs on there, so I'll put them in the up in the friends category, so we can all share. So again, that's MDC at ARRL. Okay. Also, there's an Instagram under the same title, MDCARRL, Instagram. That's also new for the Maryland section. Okay? And I'm going to flip my page over here. I'm sure some of you have heard the rustling of paper somewhere on the AM or FM radio somewhere along the way. We're all familiar with him. Going to do Pinterest on there, so you know if you're going to post like pictures and other stuff, we're going to do the same thing. And I'm thinking about Google Plus, I'm thinking about Tumblr, and I'm thinking about YouTube channel and Snapchat and LinkedIn. So we're going to get social media geared up here. So all of you, it's the at symbol. MDCARRL. That's Scott. That's at MDCARRL in the chat box, not the at in between. All right. So so that's the social media for the club. I mean for the yeah. There you go. See, that's how easy that was. Thanks. All right. Rob did us all a favor and put it in the chat box for those that can't see it. It's twitter.com/MDCARRL. All right, so we're going to start using that and get the word out, and also take a break, standby. Group here, and for your fellow hams, I'm looking for an affiliated club coordinator, a job that I held prior to becoming section manager, and our dear friend Cindy, who was the affiliated club coordinator, so fortunate for her and her husband that they found some great employment in Virginia. I'm quite jealous. They're getting an absolutely awesome ham. You know, she was involved in Texas in the shuttle disaster and lots of other emergency things, and I'm sure the club also missing her. So I'm looking for an affiliated club coordinator. Send me your information, Just a brief description on why you'd like to do it and what you're good at, and just send it to my my league email address. Okay? And I'm also advertising that in the section news starting next month. All right, we're going to take a break and go down the repeater list. So those that are on repeater, stand by. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section, Echo Link Net. All right, that should do it. Let's go to WB3GXW repeater system. Anyone there that would like to check in with us? Take your time and spread it out, folks.
Kilo Bravo 3, Foxtrot, Kilo Hotel.
All right, we got Kilo Bravo 3, Foxtrot, Kilo Hotel. Go ahead, sir. You have any words for the net this evening?
No, I just wanted to try and check in, see if it works. I'm just playing with the connection via the radio, KB3FKH.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's go down to, and I'm not sure they're logged in this evening, the N3HF repeater systems. We've got a link system, repeater system, one in Ocean City and one in Silver Spring. And let's see if there's anyone checked into N3HF. All right, nothing heard. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's go to, where is he? He's on the list. I just saw him. Oh, Philip. Philip, W3ICF. Why don't you give us a few words and call for any stations on your link system.
Okay, Marty, good evening there. I'm coming at you straight from my basement there, but I am monitoring a repeater from up on the hill there. I had two in there that was in there earlier and then dropped off. They still might come in from RF. I won't see them until they key up on RF. So if there's anyone out there on the W3ICF repeater, 14673, go ahead and check in to the ARRL Maryland DC section net.
K3DO, Mike in Frederick,
Maryland. All right, let's go with K3DO, and then we'll go back to W3ICF.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks, Marty, for taking the net tonight. Lots of good information here. I want you to listen in if I can, and appreciate all the extra details. And at some point, maybe give me a little, if we'll meet up sometime, tell me a little about what your experiences were down there, and in the island and everything. I'm still following that down there, and it's pretty interesting to me the kind of how that stuff worked out. Anyways, back over to you, Marty. This is K3DO.
Okay, very good. Let's go over to W3ICF. Philip, you have any words and for the net this evening, sir?
Okay, Marty, W3ICF here. Well, you plucked a string on my heart when you was talking earlier about all of us working together as a total community, what have you. That is something I try to push out all the time, that, hey, we're a big fraternity and we all got to work together. So don't just be an independent club or an independent individual. Let's be part of the total group, whether it be community or what have you. So you touched a nice string there, Marty, and we've been doing some work. I'm getting a lot of help from FARC with the FARG and other people out here, and that's what it's all about. Back to net control, W3ICF.
Well, thank you, Phil. Thank you very much. It's good to hear that. And you know, I like to hear your comments about these things that we talk about. You know, share it with your section leadership. Send me an email. Okay. All right. Let's go to Scott, KB3JQQ. He's got that system linked up tonight, and I'm not sure if you got anybody on your end, but go ahead and give us a few words, and anyone else that's connected to you.
Okay, well, you've already been to me once there, and I did get a reading from the thermometer. It was 37 degrees out here. There's going to be one person I think that would be close by that would listen to it, and he's never tuned in before. So if there's anybody listening that can hear me, it's on my link. Go ahead and give it a shot. It's KB3JQQ.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Let's see. K3CAL. I don't see them on there anywhere. Don't be leaving, folks. I see some people dropping off. We got some stuff to talk about, so don't leave yet. We got some great things to talk about. N3RO, W3SMD, or K3GMR. Do we have anyone on any repeater link that I haven't called? Your call sign, please.
November 3, Charlie Victor Alpha, EM through the Annapolis machine.
Oh, that's right. We've got Mike on the get the KA2JAI system. Okay, Mike, we'll get to you in just a second. Let me grab Ian real quick. Hello, Ian. N3CVA, sir, a few words, please.
Good evening to everyone, and just to ask Marty to let us know when you'll be giving a talk about your experiences in Puerto Rico. N3CVA.
All right, will do. I've already given it once. I have a presentation I've given to the Aries group in PG County on Monday. If you would like me to come to your club to do the same, please send me an email. Let's go to KA2JAI. Mr. Mike, are you there? And if so, a few words, please.
Good evening, Marty. Thank you for serving the upcoming air. We hope they're doing best. Just a couple other things. If you move over Maryland to mobile air, you get to the website. There is a map of directions for finding the location here. Admission is only $5. Drink available for sale. And finally, testing, license exams, examination sessions will be available at the end of February 12th for anybody that's looking to come to New Ham or looking to upgrade. Marty, I'll turn it back to you for other check-ins here on the repeater system, KACJAI.
Okay, very good. HWU, is this thing on? Okay. Yeah, it must be. Rob, you were really, really, that fry pan was just, I was like looking for a pillow to kind of muffle some of that static on there. I heard something about $5 and something about testing. I'll just say, well, I'm not going to go back to you right now because I don't think it's going to be any better right away. Let me go down the list some more here. Let's go to Rob at KC2ROB. Go ahead, Rob, a few words. All right, let's go to Whiskey Romeo. Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Romeo, Rich, go ahead.
Okay, Marty, I'm sorry. I always have a problem with the Echo Link and never get it right the first time. But, yeah, check out. You know, I enjoy your section, that, and it's always enjoyable to hear what's going on. And with that, I'll return it back to you, Marty, AV3WR.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I got a new phone. I've got to get all that all set up, too. All right, thank you. And let's go to Tango Juliet Oscar. Tommy.
Yeah, good evening. Nothing for the net, just checking in. Tommy in Skaggsville, Maryland, N3TJO 73.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Tommy. Let's go down to QWC. I like the way that sounds. QWC, go ahead, Larry.
Good evening, everybody here on the net. I tried to get on last, I don't have any comments, but I tried to get on last month and I couldn't get on either, so I was having trouble with Echo Link 2. I don't get on Echo Link 2 often, only for these nets, but maybe it was operator error, maybe it was a problem with the Echo Link, but I couldn't get on last month, so 7-3 all, that's my only comment. KV3QWC will be clear.
All right, sir, thank you. Let's go to 3J. 3J, I know you're on here. I saw you earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everyone. WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. Now, nothing to add. I just like listening into the net here once a month and see what's going on around the section and pick up any news that might be of interest there. Thank you, Marty. Back to you, WI3J.
All right, fantastic. Thanks. All right, next on the list is HWU. HWU, I know you. I saw you on here earlier. I know you're in there somewhere. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone. And it's great to hear Phil in WI3J. I haven't talked to them for quite a while on the repeater out in Frederick. But I'm still out here. I've been busy with the traffic nets. I got three things I'd like to cover real quick. Marty, you've already touched on it one time. Carroll County is hosting a technician's course this weekend, two full days. We have lots of demos, and a lot of club members are pitching in to help give a good presentation and teaching. Right now, last I knew, we have about 20 students coming through, and then they'll be testing next week. And I don't know much about the testing side, but I guess it's all been arranged. And it's testing all, for all classes. Second item, we had a club meeting last Monday. It was postponed because of weather the previous week. And Don Gerken, W3DVG, gave a great presentation on incident management for the purposes of becoming more active in our race using Aries. And hopefully he's going to spur a little bit more activity in that regard here in Carroll County and in perhaps outlying areas as well. And last thing, Chris, AB3WG, came out to the club same evening and gave a great presentation on the NTS and the Baltimore traffic system. And unfortunately, I had to scoot off for some CW class that I'm doing online, so I couldn't listen to his presentation. But he says he's going to come back out again next month, so hopefully I'll get to see him again this fall. And that's all I have, Marty, and back to the net. Kilo Charlie 3, Hotel Whiskey Uniform.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. You know, clubs look forward to having speakers come give presentations. If you've got a certain knack for something, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy on the computer. You know, just a few slides, and sometimes you can bring it on a thumb drive, and sometimes they'll, you know, it's all set up so you can just put the thumb drive in there. Just call the club near you and see if they're looking for any activities for clubs, club members during their meetings. All right, let's go down now to Whiskey Golf. Whiskey Golf, I know you're on here somewhere. Go ahead.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there. I just want to thank you, Marty, for your work in Puerto Rico, and thanks to all the folks from the Baltimore Traffic Net who are on the net tonight, many of whom are doing a fine job in traffic handling. And if you're interested in traffic handling, this is a great place to be. The Baltimore Traffic Net will be happy to train you in that regard. And it's a lot of fun, and we're happy to do that. And I did have a wonderful time at the club giving my little presentation. I was really nervous, though. Back to you, Marty, AB3WG.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Let's go to NI2W. And that's going to be followed by 3 Tango Papa. So you got anything for the net tonight, Butch?
Marty, and good evening to everyone on the net. I have a large list, but I'll hit the high points. We're doing our exercise planning for the year, and we have 4 events, also known as a public service event. We have a CNO canal hike in June, a mini triathlon in August, the Hagerstown Mummers Parade in October, and the granddaddy event is the 50-mile JFK run in November. And I am currently planning those exercises. This year we completed a club station up here at the Hagerstown Police Auxiliary, so we have an emergency communications facility within the city. We're also planning a new 440 repeater. It'll be a fusion repeater at that location. And in regard to the fusion net, I only held it once in December, and already it's made the net. How about that? Anyway, it is the last Thursday of the month at 7:30 p.m. on the 447-975 repeater, which is located up here in Cascade, Maryland. So if you're able to do that and you have fusion capabilities, we look forward to having you. I guess you call me the net manager because I'm the one that started it and am running it at the time. So that's about it from here. We are upgrading all our repeaters to the latest Fusion versions. 73, Marty, and everybody, we'll see you later. This is NI2W.
Okay, Butch, that's great stuff. Make sure you get that on your website because that's where I'm going to find things. I sent out an email earlier to what I thought was all the club secretaries or whoever represented the club. There has been some elections. Some names have been changed. I encourage you to go back in to the league website and make sure that your club information is updated on the league website, especially when people are trying to find your club, when hams are trying to find your clubs or potential hams are trying to find your club. Make sure your league information is updated and available. And and that includes on your website your elected officers. And a point of contact is very good to have it on a website, either a group email or for more information. And so, Butch, make sure that information gets posted, and I'll find it on the website. And if there's anything that needs to be sent out by next month for the Echo Link, I mean, yeah, for the Maryland Section News, remember, it's got to be in 1 week before the Echo Link. It's got to be in. If you send it on a Saturday, we're already putting the news together, and it's a likelihood it won't make it. So try to have it in 1 week before, 1 week or more before the Section Echo Link Net, so it can get into the news. All right, let's move down to 3TP, 3 Tango Papa. You still here? Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a little problem there with the switch, but okay. Yeah, Marty, still here. And I was in on the net earlier, the BTN, only because you guys caught me on the road. I had to run back to work to pick up some stuff that I had left there. And I know it had been a while, been working some long hours, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and working till about sometimes 4 or 5 at night. It gets old quick. But I also have a subject that if anybody is interested, myself as a speaker, I guess what it's like to be a foreign amateur. I was a foreign amateur over in Germany for like 8.5 years, and I was also at one time the most northern amateur in the United States, and got some, I guess you could say, that side of the mic perspective of working DX and what it's like to be DX, and how I can help others become more effective operators in that regard. So, Marty, turn it back over to you. This is KD3TP.
Oh, would I love to be able to do more DX. I think my log is completely void of any contact since, like, July of last year. But that would be interesting indeed. Indeed. All right. That brings us to the bottom of the list. I'm going to go back to KA2JAI. Mike asked me to come back to the repeater real quick, or to his link system. So let's go back there, and then we'll have any closing remarks. I'm going to talk about, I'm going to give you some more opportunities to get on the air here real quick before we end. KA2JAY.
KA2JAI.
Okay, I heard the KA2JA and then a cutout at the end. Definitely didn't have any fry pan in there. Try it one more time.
Okay, Marty. This is Mike, KA2JAI. Thanks for mentioning the upcoming Mobile Ear Fan Fest. Thank you to Kurt also. If anyone is looking for directions, just Google the Maryland Mobile Ears. There's a section on the website about the Ham Fest, including a map and directions. Back to you, Marty. This is KA2.
Okay, very good, Mike. That was nice and clean that time. All right, a few more things. Hamcation coming up in February. If any of you are going to Florida, just remember now, you're going to areas that might have been impacted by tropical storms or hurricanes. A couple of words of friendly suggestions, I'll call it. Number one, know your surroundings. There can be debris. Matter of fact, just Puerto Rico alone was measured at something like 375 million yards of debris. So just remember your surroundings. And don't wander off any kind of path to go look at something because it might not be safe. Delaware State Convention is coming up in April. And beyond that, we are going to talk about it on the next EchoLink Net. All right, folks. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining. It was a great net. Good suggestions. Thanks for your words of encouragement. Let's continue this strong into the future, into 18. And let's do ham radio, okay? Does anybody have any closing remarks before we end? It's your chance.
Q.
3YQK to check in.
Oh, that'll get you on the list. Hang on a second. Hang on. Give me that call sign again.
Evening, Marty. It's Tim. KB3YQK. Running mobile at the moment. I first caught it on the Annapolis repeater, and then as I got closer around the beltway, I was able to pick it up on the Laurel repeater, so I'm coming through Laurel at the moment. and I've heard comments regarding the Anne Arundel, or the different clubs going on, and I would also like to toss out there the Anne Arundel Radio Club, W3 Victor Papa Radio, will be having technician classes beginning March 3rd, Saturday mornings, for 6 weeks, beginning 8:30 in the morning until noon. Anyone interested in steering someone to get their license, that'd be a great place to go. And we're also going to be starting up CW classes, and that'll be next Wednesday we'll be starting that. And more information can be found for each of those, as well as our general class classes, on W3VPR.org.
3 November.
Okay, Tim, thank you. 3 November, I got you. Stand by. And KB3YQK, Tim, thank you for that information. We did cover the CW classes, and thank you for the tech class information, and be safe out there. Let's go to Jim, WI3N.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. Just one other quickie that I almost forgot, but finally remembered. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club holds its test sessions on the third Saturday of the month on Main Street, 384 Main Street. So if you want to take a test, go there. They're free. However, after the test session, usually by around 10:30 to 11, they wrap the test session up, and then they have a mentoring class. So if anybody needs help with anything in amateur radio, go there, and we have people to help. Also, they will have a CHIRP program there, so if you need to program any of your radios or your, you know, handy talkies, that kind of stuff, stop by. They'll be happy to do it every third Saturday of the month, and usually around 10:30 for the mentoring session. It'll run to about 2. So any questions, programming for your radios, whatever you need, they're there. Thanks, Marty. WI3N, back to net.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Good stuff there. Test session, third Saturday, mentoring at 10 to 11, and they bring the CHIRP program, so if you've got one of those radios that you can program, they got the program there for you to do that. All right, a few things before we finish up this evening, a few reminders. Don't forget the HF Hospital Net on HF 3820, and that's a monthly net, the Wednesday following the third Monday. I know you can't put it in Outlook. You're just going to have to hard code it, folks. And then also, I want you to the opportunity to check out our section emergency coordinator Jim, WB3KAS, and his group down there runs an absolutely fantastic, very well run organization of communicators throughout the county. Many of you already know about, but they also have a Yahoo group for information about Windlink, you know, the point-to-point, the hybrid networks, all of that. And they also have a great reflector down there that you can check into, the ARRL MDC section info reflector. Look for that on the Yahoo site. Also, find the information about the Maryland section on ARRL-MDC. Look for that. Search for that. You'll find our section website, where also information is posted on the League website. I encourage you to become a member of the League. Lots of opportunities. Over 69 programs that the League provides as part of your membership. If you're not familiar with those, go to the membership area and check benefits. You'll find there's quite a few. And if you're not, and if you are a member and you're not using them, that's a shame, because someone else is doing them for you. Okay? Aries Groups, National Traffic System, Skywarn, all of our club officers, our hams, our emergency communicators, to all of you out there doing amateur radio, you're doing an absolutely fantastic job, and keep up the absolutely fantastic work. We'll see you here in 30 days or thereabouts. And have a great night. Be safe. Enjoy the weekend. 73's all. KB3MXM. Good night.
Welcome to the WB3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
B3GXW. John, are you around? 93Y with you.